with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.
I have been a rover.
Rod McEwen.
I have walked alone.
In addition to his music, Rod McEwen has touched millions of readers with his books of poetry, the latest of which is Intervals.
Never found a home.
McEwen describes Intervals as a dream book full of things that people wake up thinking about at night but lose before morning. The longest poem in the book is called Is There Life After Tower Records, which represents McEwen's fascination with that record retailing phenomenon.
It's not so much about Tower Records as it is the Tower Records syndrome of that being sort of the new singles bar of the 80s.
McEwen may have the world's largest private collection of recordings, which are packed into his 28-room house in Beverly Hills.
Already I have thousands and thousands of compact discs. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of LPs I have, but enough so that they overspill several rooms.
Rod McEwen no longer sings publicly and has mixed feelings about his performing years of the 60s and 70s.
For something like 25 years or more than that, I guess, I was touring and traveling all over the world, all over the country, performing and giving concerts and lectures and things, and I think that I'm sort of peopled out.
Despite his music and books that have sold by the millions, Rod McEwen is not entirely happy with his work.
I look back at what I've done, and I can't find a single book I've written that I wouldn't rewrite again from scratch.
Rod McEwen, sometimes called the People's Poet, and author of Intervals, published by Harper & Row.
All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons had all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Gene.
Rod McEwen.
The roses are red.
Composer. Poet.
And all the leaves have gone green.
Rod McEwen's music has been celebrated around the world. Harper & Row, which has published McEwen's latest book of poetry, Intervals, estimates that his some 50 books have sold more than 40 million copies, which would make him the most widely read poet of our time.
I've had a lot of brickbats from critics and would-be critics who've really dismissed my poetry, and my feeling has always been about that, listen, if a line or two of mine turns somebody on to somebody else's work, that's even more important than whether or not they like my things.
Rod McEwen's poems are sentimental, nostalgic, popular with lovers and those who want to be, who often use McEwen's work as a form of communication.
Poetry should be immediate, and it should be accessible, and it should be part of the language, as poets were keepers of the language.
Someday some old familiar rain.
Rod McEwen says people can do without a beefsteak from time to time, but not without poetry.
We all need the poetry in our lives, whether the poetry comes from being quiet or being by ourselves, or whether it comes out of music, or whether it comes out of a good conversation with somebody, or just walking down the street and seeing how the clouds are arranged in a particular way, or locking eyes with somebody on the street you'll never meet. Those are really sheer moments of poetry, and human beings can't do without that.
Rod McEwen's many admirers will enjoy his latest book of poetry, Intervals, published by Harper & Row.
Once in a while along the way, love's been good to me.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.